Good morning. It's Monday, November 24th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A rare bird flu strain has claimed its second human life in the United States. The victim, an older adult in Washington state with underlying health conditions, died after contracting H5N5 avian influenza, a virus previously only seen in animals. Health officials believe exposure came from the patient's backyard flock of domestic birds. Tests by the University of Washington and the CDC confirmed the infection, described as the first human case globally of this variant. Authorities stressed that the risk to the public remains low and no evidence shows human-to-human transmission. Officials continue monitoring avian flu cases across the country. Another news, Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., a former University of Virginia student, received 5 life sentences on Friday for fatally shooting 3 football players in 2022 and wounding 2 others. The shooting occurred as students returned from Washington, D.C., and led to a 12-hour campus lockdown. Judge Cheryl Higgins described Jones as understanding his actions despite distortions in his perception and noted no one was threatening him that night. Jones tearfully apologized in court, while survivors and family members reflected on the closure the sentence provides. The university previously agreed to a $9 million settlement with victims' families and continues reviewing campus safety protocols. Another news. President Donald Trump hosted New York City's mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani at the White House Friday in a surprisingly cordial encounter. The two focused on affordability and cost of living issues, including housing and groceries, largely avoiding divisive topics such as immigration. Trump praised Mamdani's leadership and campaign success, noting that he likes winners, while Mamdani remained respectful but firm on his priorities. Analysts suggest the meeting helped shift political attention from controversies surrounding Trump and reinforced bipartisan messaging on practical city issues. Observers highlighted the leader's friendly body language and mutual recognition of political accomplishments. Around the world, thousands of residents in Australia's Northern Territory faced power outages Sunday as Cyclone Fina swept past Darwin with gusts up to 205 kilometers per hour. While no injuries were reported, the cyclone caused property damage and submerged roads. Authorities urged caution around downed power lines as crews began damage assessments. Darwin International Airport has begun reopening after precautionary closures. Officials noted that the territory was prepared for the severe weather, drawing parallels to memories of Cyclone Tracy in 1974. Meteorologists warn that Category 3 cyclones can damage structures, crops, and trees, and residents are advised to remain vigilant as recovery efforts continue. Another news, U.S. and Ukrainian officials reported highly productive discussions in Geneva over a U.S.-backed peace framework for ending the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said negotiators made substantial progress in narrowing open items from the 28-point plan, though final approval by both presidents is still required. The draft plan includes sensitive provisions such as troop withdrawals from parts of Donetsk, limitations on Ukraine's military, and recognition of de facto Russian control of Crimea. Both sides continue intensive negotiations aiming for a balanced settlement, while concerns remain from Kyiv and European allies about terms favoring Moscow. Further updates are expected in the coming days. Another news, a Chinese-made humanoid robot has walked 106.3 kilometers between Suzhou and Shanghai, setting a new Guinness World Record. Developed by Agibot, the robot navigated roads, bridges, and crowded sidewalks using dual GPS, LiDAR, and infrared sensors. Powered by a rapid hot swap battery system, the journey took place over several days without shutting down. Agibot's senior vice president Wang Chuang praised the feat, highlighting the robot's endurance and advanced balance algorithms, marking a milestone for commercial scale deployment. The robot humorously described the journey as unforgettable and joked, it might need new shoes. The achievement demonstrates growing capabilities of robotics in urban navigation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you.